Shabbat Shuva Tavshin Pei Gimel, a learn should be in Tzchus Refurshim, Chaya Esther Tehila Bats Ariel Tzipora, Chaya Esther Tehila Bats Ariel Tzipora, Besor Shechoy Yisrael. Says the Karim Shomer of Shomer Babavar, Tzchus Yogan Aleinu. Why is this Shabbos called Shabbat Shuva? V'roi Lissor, Demi Achashim Yat Shuva Nikvul Lissor Yamim Yen Rosh Hashanah Yamim Kippurim. In this Shem 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 Daichas Daikim and Yom HaShabbos, Madu Kono also Shabbat Shuva. Says above every two questions. Number one, why is it called Shabbat Shuva? Number two, what does Shabbos have to do with anything to do with Aser Simei Tshuva? Why is it now in the name? So he quotes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and his drashos. And she asks, Tav Kuf Chav Alf. And the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, quotes the Gemara in Yuma Pehei Amid Beis. Ki v'yom azay yichaper aleichem l'tar etzchem yikol chadoseichem nefnei Hashem tiraru. And it says pasuk over and over again on Yom Kippur, on this day, Kodesh Baruch, before you're going to be able to purify Klal Yisrael from all our sins in front of Hashem. And Rabbi Kiva, we know, famously said, Om Rabbi Kiva, Ashrechem Yisrael. Praiseworthy the Jewish people. Lefnei miyata mitar, mami mitar eschem avichem shema shemayim. Praiseworthy the Jewish people, that who purifies them? Kodesh Baruch purifies them. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on this chazal. We know that there are two types, we're getting a little very brisk here. There are two types of hisoyrus. There's this orus from this world, and this orus in the next world. There's this orus down when a person does, that a person puts their energy into something, and that brings down kedusha, and that brings down bracha, and then there's the kedusha that comes straight from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, "Lamechesem beis, abalatar misainoso." You do your part; the Rabbanu Shem will help you. What happens? But then you have the second person. The second person doesn't put their heart into it. Mishe'ino nosid leba atzma l'shuva tshuva. He needs help from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you can see both these types of tshuva, that you put your effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it himself, either when you do it, and then you bring down bracha, or the Rabbanu Shem does it for you. Ki le'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, shetilem kapara behechlet, ki af im lo t'or mi'atzvichem, ye'oru eschem milmala. Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, even if you don't do yom hazeh, yom kippur mechaper atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. But what's even greater than that? What's even greater than that? Aval yoyser nom lachem lifnei Hashem tidharu, that before Chodesh Baruch Hu, you do it. Shekodim sheyor Hashem eschem tidharu atzuchem tchila. That's what Rabbi Kiva was saying. Ashrechem Yisrael lifnei miyatem etaharam. But before the Rabbi Hashem brings the tahara, before Hashem brings the kedusha of Yom Kippur from Lamala, you do it yourself. Atzulam Ashrechem Yisrael shka sheatem maschilim betaharam miyatzuchem rach achakach metar eschem mevichem b'shemash shemayim. Says the Baba Rebbe, there are two types of tshuva from the Talmud Toldos Yaakov Yosef. When you cause it, or the Rabbanu Shem causes it. And the Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper atzma 100%. Besides Ben Adam HaChaver Chazal say. But what's even better? The Rabbanu Shem is going to give you the clean slate if you want it. But what happens when a person themselves prepare? Lifnei Hashem tidharu. When you do it, the Rabbanu Shem says, that's even greater. Lifnei Hashem tidharu. That's even greater. Before Chodesh Baruch Hu, you decide tidharu. You decide to be first. And that's what Rabbi Kiva said, Ashrechem Yisrael, lifnei miyatem etaharam. That you don't wait for the Rabbanu Shem to make the first move, you go out if you're ready to make the first move. Something called in the Svar Megadosh, Masuta de la Tata, Suta de la Eila. That we have the ability, Suta de la Tata, not wait for the Suta de la Eila. This is the whole Indian, says the Siddur Shal Shabbos. That at the end of the day, there's two types of people. You have a tzaddik that's making themselves for Kedush of Shabbos. The more you prepare yourself for Shabbos Kodesh, the more you're going to feel Shabbos. You should talk every Shabbos Yochav Shabbos. And then you have people, they're not going to feel Shabbos if you don't prepare yourself, says the Rebbe Rebbe. And we'll just read it inside. Now we know why it's called Shabbos Shuvah. To show the Jewish people, to show us in 2023, is that the year we're in? No, 2022, Tavshin Pei Gimel. To show us that before we get to Yom Kippur, how Tshuva works. She dugmas Yom HaShabbos. We know what the perfect example of a Yom Kippur is? The perfect example of Tshuva is? It's Shabbos herself. Asher av kedushasas v'baal me'atzim le'ila. Yes, Shabbos is going to come down, and Shabbos is kviv v'kaima. Shabbos happens whether you're Mekadosh it or not. Al kol zeh ro'i l'hochin es atzot tchila. Kidei lucha l'kaba or kedushas Shabbos. You have to make sure that you prepare yourself first to be a kli kibel to receive that. To be able to receive that energy. The same way that Shuva could come and Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper Klai Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shem was telling us, don't wait for Yom Kippur. You do it yourself. And what's the ultimate example for that? It's Shabbos herself. Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos is telling us how to act on Yom Kippur. Shabbos is going to teach us what it means not waiting for Yom Kippur to Mechaper herself. That's one Inyan. But the deeper way, the more sincere and authentic way, the more loving way, the more Tshuva Me'av ways, So we do ourselves, that we took the first step. Because the chiyuv rami alam l'sorim atzma lefnei bo yamagod v'hanor hazet, on us to prepare ourselves and to ma'oyer ourselves, to inspire and connect ourselves before the Yom HaKadosh, before Yom Kippur. Don't waste Shabbos Shuvah. This Shabbos is not just a regular Shabbos. It's a Shabbos that sets the tone for Yom Kippur, which truly sets the tone for the entire year. The more you prepare for anything holy, the more it's going to be holy for you. So it says, and hey, why? What does Shabbos to do with Hasar Simit Shuvah? It says above of Rebbe, why is it called Shabbos Shuvah? It's everything to do with Shuvah. Because the more a person prepares himself for Shabbos, Shabbos is going to come. Yom Kippur is going to come. Yom Kippur is going to wipe away people's sins, whether you even have, you have 1%, 1% on your phone that you're ready, in your spiritual phone, 1%, it's done. But what happens when a Jew is really working himself the entire week of Hasar Simit Shuvah, specifically on Shabbos, you come into Yom Kippur ready, re-energized. It's the same thing by Yom Shabbos. The more you come into the whole week, thinking about Shabbos, it's a different Shabbos. Listen to this verse from Moshe Wolfson. And with this, we'll close. Rav Moshe Wilson, Shlita, the Munasi Tachlis, quotes the Chasam Sofer. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Savar Eish B'chol Ma'ash Shasechem Yom HaShabbos. Now let's burn a fire on Shabbos, says the Chasam Sofer. She is Ha'eish Sitzarach Livar B'chol Yehudi B'Shabbos, Ein La'avir B'yom HaShabbos. You can't burn a fire on Shabbos. What does that mean? You can't burn your heart on Shabbos. She Kfar B'Mosachol, She Kanu Yesh La'asa B'Avar Seish Adiyay. See us the mitzvahs. How do you, you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos, implying you have to burn yourself for Shabbos during the week. Lo Savar Eish B'chol Ma'ash Shasechem. Don't wait for Shabbos. Don't wait for Yom Kippur to come, says the Chasam Sofer. Make sure to burn yourself. Make sure to connect yourself, inspire yourself already during the week. Lo svar ish b'chol masur mosvosham. But Yom HaShabbos, you're not allowed to burn. But you got to burn yourself the whole week to get ready for Shabbos. And that's the whole Indian the Karim Shlomo is telling us. Shlomo above, Rabbi Shlomo Habershtam, Zechus Chayagin Aleinu, who saw the fires of the Holocaust, saw the worst of the worst, and he rebuilt Klai Yisrael. He rebuilt the world of Chassidus, the world above, which my wife's grandfather and my grandfather come from, to understand that there's two levels. There's a Ben and an Eved. An Eved just waits for Yom Kippur to come. I feel bad a little bit and I go back to my way. But the Ben, the true Me'avah took away. Shabbos comes. Ah, I'm not waiting for Yom Kippur to receive. I'm ready tapping into the Kiddush of Shabbos Kodesh, to who I truly am. To prepare myself for Yom Kippur, I go through the Shabbos. Because Shabbos Shuva is ultimately the same thing like Yom Kippur. The way that the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Shabbos, but you have to prepare yourself. But it's a deeper way. So too Shabbos. The more you prepare to become a Kli Kibbol, we don't wait. That's just a Dila'ila. It's just a Dila'tata. That's a Shrecha Mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Kiva is telling us. Don't wait. Just wait for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to bring the Kiddusha, to bring the Tahara. But you do it yourself. Mi Atam Taharim. Mi Taharim. Selchem Avichem Shabbat Shemaim. Don't wait for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Lifnei Hashem Tidharu to know that Lifnei Hashem Tidharu. What's more Chashem and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kishatem Aschim Atahar Me'atzvachad. That you do it yourself. You do it yourself. And this is something that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and also Toldos Yontov, the Bava Rebbe writes, that he writes this on the Mishnah as well. Shvizoch Bez Hashem, to do our part, to do our tshuva before Shabbos tshuva, tshuva and Erev Shabbos, Kedusha, Tahara, Torah, Tzvila, and Chesed, and to make sure that we burn ourselves, don't wait for Shabbos, don't wait for Yom Kippur to be inspired, but really prepare yourselves for that spiritual energy and then you're able to connect to the day on Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, Bez Hashem, so wishing everyone a good Shabbos.